Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the VP in charge of small business policy at U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. My website, if you remember, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. You got big doings coming up in June. What is this going to be, the 10th or the 12th?
The 10th.
The 10th U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit. It's a big deal.
June 11th through 13th.
It gets bigger and better every year, Giovanni.
Oh, it does, and it's fantastic. You know, when you can bring small businesses to Washington and let Congress and lawmakers see the phenomenal challenges they have, but also the terrific things they do, and we have this Dream Big Award. We already have our 7 finalists, and they're just absolutely phenomenal. American Custom Exteriors and Interiors. What a terrific job, our quality Floatworks. Not to belittle any of the 7 finalists and the Blue Ribbon Award winners.
When will you announce the winners?
Well, we have the 7 finalists, and we're going to announce the winner of the Small Business of the Year Award at the event itself.
Why don't you get me the names and the contact information of the 7 finalists, and I'll interview all of them on my show.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrific! And by the way, I want you there. You were there at the first several. You kicked us off.
The first two. I was the MC of the first two.
That's correct. And you know what I'm going to do? I have my meeting of the Small Business Council, and I'm going to tell you something, Jim. I'm going to buy every one of those people at the council one of your books. Because I've read it,
wow.
And it's absolutely fantastic.
Well,
you just send me a bill, and I'll give you the amount of people are there. And I'm telling you, I cannot say enough about your book.
Well, I appreciate that.
If you could say a few words about it at the council meeting,
I will. I'd love to speak to the group. But yeah, no, I'll be glad to do that. Thank you very much. I'll give you a big discount. But the main thing is let's get those 7 people, because I know my audience we'd love talking to bona fide small business owners, real life folks out there doing their job on Main Street. So if you'll get us their contact information, we'll interview all of them, and if you can get it to us, we'll do that before the summit.
Okay, I will give you that information. The summit is fantastic. We have a great agenda. I know we have Steve Chase there. We have Charlie Cook is going to give us some.
Yep, Polster.
Polster is going to give us some information.
He's good.
We have we have something on the skills gap. I mean, it's just a lot of energy, and it's not just politics. Everybody thinks you come to Washington, it's just politics. A lot of it's inspirational. It's
right.
Leadership.
How much? Where's it going to be? Where's it going to be? Is some of it going to be at your building?
Well, it's all going to be at the Omni Shore.
Oh, it is? Okay.
When we kicked it off at one point, it was all in our building. We've outgrown it.
You've outgrown it, but and good for you for outgrowing it, but I'll tell you, your building is so beautiful. Folks, the U.S. Chamber building is such a, especially your great hall, the Hall of Flags, that was just a wonderful, I miss being in that room.
Well, we're going to have our dinner. We normally have our dinner at the chamber. We're going to have it at the museum. And
wow.
What the council is going to do is we're going to provide an award to SCORE for their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
SCORE is the council.
Ken Yancey's bunch, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I tell you. There's a lot going on, a lot of energy, a lot of effort going on in the small business space because everyone realizes, especially within our camp, how important small businesses is, and I'm going to tell you, Jim, you're the greatest advocate in the world, and we all feel that. I mean, when I came to the chamber 15 years ago, Tom said, I was in business 25 years, and Tom says, look, I want somebody that signs the front of the paycheck
as
well as the back.
That's right.
because I was in business for 25 years.
Yeah, you know about that. Exactly. Well, I'm glad he found you. Hey, Giovanni, folks can go to U.S. Chamber. Now, you got a special summit website, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. USChamberSummit.com.
All right.
And you'll see all our speakers. You'll see how to get there. And anyone that you have that is really passionate about advocacy, now my little group cares about advocacy,
mm-hmm.
you can bring them to my meeting.
I'll buy them
a book, too.
Good deal. All right. We'll do that. USChamberSummit.com, folks. That's the June 11th through 13th. I'll see you there, Giovanni, if I don't talk to you before, but get me those names, okay?
I am, Jim. I'm on my way sending them to you now.
Thanks, Giovanni. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.